This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will return to the table for ceasefire talks with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Friday's announcement marks yet another attempt to reach a deal with the militant group that would pause Israel's military offensive in Gaza in exchange for the release of Israeli hostages. Several rounds of negotiations have faltered, though. Netanyahu says he has spoken with Israel's lead negotiators and authorized Israeli delegations to join talks in Gaza and Egypt over the coming days. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A bus crash in northern South Africa has killed 45 people and seriously injured one, South Africa's Department of Transport said on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
The driver lost control and collided with barriers on a bridge. The bus went over the bridge and hit the ground, catching fire, according to the transport department. It added that the bus was taking Easter pilgrims from Botswana to Moria, a town in Limpopo. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa sent his condolences to Botswana and pledged support to the country, his office said in a statement. Limpopo's Department of Transport said only an 8-year-old survived the crash and was receiving medical attention at a nearby hospital. Some bodies were burned beyond recognition, while others were trapped inside the debris or scattered on the scene, the provincial department said.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. Ukraine's armed forces say Moscow has launched a large-scale attack on energy infrastructure with a mass barrage of 99 drones and missiles hitting regions across the country. Russia has escalated its attacks on Ukraine in recent days, launching several missile barrages on the capital Kyiv and hitting energy infrastructure across the country. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. ChatGPT maker OpenAI has unveiled its new voice engine technology that can clone a person's voice. AP's Lisa Dwyer has the story.
The company claims that it can recreate a person's voice with just 15 seconds of recording of that person talking. OpenAI says it will not widely release the technology just yet because of the dangers of misuse in an election year. In New Hampshire, authorities are investigating robocalls sent to thousands of voters just before the presidential primary that featured an AI-generated voice mimicking President Joe Biden. While there are a number of startup companies already selling voice cloning technology, OpenAI says their early voice engine testers have agreed to not impersonate a person without their consent and to disclose that voices are AI generated. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The office of Poland's president, Andrzej Duda, says he has vetoed a law that would have allowed over-the-counter access to the morning after pill for girls and women ages 15 and above. He says he was driven by concerns for the health of minors and heeding the voices of parents. Last month, the parliament approved the law that was intended to ease Poland's reproductive regulations, which are among Europe's toughest. A statement on Friday said Duda sent the law back to parliament, but was open to debate on free access to the hormonal contraception pill for those aged 18 and above. The veto means that the pill, called Ella-1, remains available only on prescription. A star-studded cast of ex-presidents and entertainers helped raise a record total for President Biden's campaign in New York Thursday night. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The Radio City Music Hall fundraiser amassed more than $26 million in a rousing New York embrace of a president facing low poll numbers as he fights for another term. He was joined by former presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, who told voters there's a simple choice in November: stay with what works. Stephen Colbert moderated the conversation with the trio, joking, "Not one of them is here to appear in court," a dig at Donald Trump's legal troubles. The event ended with all three presidents putting on sunglasses in a nod to Biden's trademark Ray-Bans. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The president of U.S.-funded Radio Free Asia says its Hong Kong bureau has been closed because of safety concerns under a new national security law, deepening worries about the city's media freedoms. Bei Fang, the president of RFA, said in a statement on Friday that the radio will no longer have full-time staff in Hong Kong, although it would retain its official media registration. She says actions by Hong Kong authorities, including referring to RFA as a, quote, foreign force, raise serious questions about its ability to operate safely under the new law. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.